This is the VOA Special English Health Report. How important is your mobile phone, better known to Americans as a cell phone?
I use my phone all the time. I'm always on my phone.
It's kind of pretty much important to me because it's like my lifesaver.
I need my cell phone.
So far, no studies have proven beyond question that the radio signals from cell phones cause brain cancer or other health problems. But a new study by government scientists in the United States has some people wondering what to think. The scientists found that holding a cell phone to your ear for at least 50 minutes increases brain cell activity. Even the scientists themselves are not sure about the meaning of their findings. Dr. Nora Volkoff led the study. She heads the National Institute on Drug Abuse, part of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Volkoff says she would not be concerned that 50 minutes of cell phone exposure would harm anyone. But she says the research does show the need to study whether or not there are long-lasting effects of repeated exposure over several years. Her team studied 47 healthy volunteers between January and December of 2009. The volunteers had cell phones placed against both ears while the scientists made images of their brain activity. As part of the test, one phone was activated but muted for 50 minutes. The other phone was off. After that, the people were tested with both phones turned off. Dr. Volkoff says the brain scans showed increased activity in brain cells closest to the activated phone.
This right area of the brain that was very close to the antenna showed the largest increases in metabolism as compared when the telephones were off. Even though the radio frequencies that are emitted from current cell phone technologies are very weak, they are able to activate the human brain to have an effect.
The scans showed how the brain cells used sugar to produce energy, a normal activity. The activity was 7% higher in areas of the brain closest to the cell phone antenna. The study appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Experts say people who are concerned about mobile phones can take steps like using a wired headset. Dr. Giuseppe Esposito is a nuclear medicine expert at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington. He says, after many years of studies, better kinds of research are still needed to settle questions about cell phone safety. These studies would take years.
We need what are called epidemiological studies. So you would follow a population of persons that are using cell phones, high users or light users, and then see what happens over the years.
And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. For more health news, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also post comments on our website or on Facebook at VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember.